Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Don Roach, International Relations graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, Saturday, 8th, January 1902, Barbados Chief Justice, the redoubtable Sir Conrad Reeves, died at his home at the eerie Two Mile Hill, St. Michael. He was 80 years old and had the distinction of being the island's first colored or non-white Chief Justice and the first in the entire British Empire. He discharged his duties as Chief Justice until a few days before his death. The future Chief Justice was born in 1821 in Church Village. His father, a skilled chemist, and his mother was Phyllis Clark, a free black woman. William Conrad, as he was christened, was not afforded the privilege of attending any of the prestigious schools, but he gained an early education through the kindness of two men, Samuel Cullimore and Nathaniel Roach, who ran schools in the city. William Conrad first worked as a journalist and went to England, where he qualified as a lawyer. He spent 10 years practicing law in Barbados and was then elected to the House of Assembly in 1871 for the parish of St. Joseph. He was appointed Solicitor General in 1874, although he resigned that position in 1876 in the middle of the Confederation crisis, in order that he might be able to act as a member of the House free from possibility of any official control. In 1882, he was appointed Attorney General, and in 1886, he succeeded Sir Charles Packer as Chief Justice, becoming shortly afterwards Sir Conrad Reeves. Reeves led the opposition to Governor John Pope Hennessy's proposal for federating Barbados and the Windward Islands, and it was mainly due to his generalship that those proposals were defeated. He then persuaded the House to pass the Executive Committee Act in 1881, by which four members of the House and one member of the Legislative Council should work with the Executive Committee to prepare measures and other purposes of government. Equally importantly, in 1884, he persuaded the House to pass the Act extending the franchise by reducing the qualification on freehold from £12, 16 shillings to £5. Persons earning £50 per annum, members of the learned professions, and holders of a university degree were able to vote. His bust stands in the hallway of the House of Parliament. He died on this day, 8th January 1902.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.